Sides of the political aisle have fought about voter fraud versus voter suppression for years, especially in recent elections. 33 states have approved voter identification laws in what they say has been an attempt to limit fraud. A new study by three political scientists indicates those laws have led to less voting by people of color. For example, in the states without stricter voter ID laws, turnout by Latinos is about 5% lower than for whites. But in the states with tighter ID laws, the difference spreads to more than 13%. Professor Zoli Heinl of the UC San Diego was one of the political scientists who conducted the study. Professor, what additional factors did you look at to give this study more depth and make it more than just theoretical?
In order to see, to sort of isolate the effect of race, you want to control for other characteristics of the individual, so their education, their income, but also characteristics of the state. So is it strict ID laws that are causing this difference, or is it some other form of, say, convenience voting, early voting, registration deadlines? We also want to incorporate the level of competition and spending in each state in terms of the campaigns, the partisanship and political control of each state. And what we're finding is that net all of these factors, states that have these strict ID laws do have lower minority turnout. One of the sort of key tests is looking to see what happens when states actually enact strict ID laws. So what happens in the same state before and after the law? And that sort of same, that sort of test shows this, the difference test shows the same set of results.
The decision on the Voting Rights Act that was considered to be hugely impactful, how much has that, to whatever extent, empowered states to try to have these stricter voter ID laws?
It absolutely has empowered states to act in any way they sort of choose. And for a lot of Republican states, especially in the South, it has opened the doors to strict voter ID laws and a number of other laws that we think may be suppressing minority votes. So just to cite one particular case, right after this particular section of the Voting Rights Act was struck down, North Carolina went ahead with its a whole set of regulations, including strict voter ID, which eventually was at least temporarily struck down in the courts. But you do see a connection between the sort of limitations on the Voting Rights Act and its enforcement and the actions of states to suppress minority votes.
Are these laws written in such a way that indicate there is racial animus? Are they able to write it in a certain way so it doesn't sound like that?
Yeah, there's nothing in these laws that explicitly targets racial and ethnic minorities, nothing that has explicit racial animus in them. But it's important to sort of think about and remember historically, Southern states passed literacy tests, they passed poll tests, and those tests had no explicit racial element either. But we now sort of can see back in the lens of history that these were absolutely racially discriminatory and racially targeted. And we have deemed those passed laws as indiscretions and illegal and unconstitutional. And so now we're debating a similar set of laws that are on the face of it non-racial, but have these very real racial consequences.
And Zoli, have these states gone as far as they legally can, or could they update these voter ID laws and make them even harsher?
That's an open question, first of all. So the courts have not, in my opinion, come down decisively on one side or the other. And in part, the courts are sort of looking at two things. One, what's the burden of these laws on racial and ethnic minorities, which I think is what our study points to and suggests the burden is quite high. And then secondly, what's the actual level of fraud? And that's not something that our study looks at, but others have. And we basically are finding no fraud or almost no fraud of the kind that these strict voter ID laws would produce. So the courts may move in one direction, but that's conjecture. Backing up a little bit, of the 33 states that have some form of these laws, only 10 have the strictest forms where you need to absolutely provide identification, usually photo identification, in order to vote. You can vote provisionally, but you still have to come back with your ID at some point if you want your vote to count. So that leaves many other states, the other 23 states, with the opportunity to increase the strictness of their laws, and ultimately through that to change the makeup of their electorates, to tilt it toward white voters and in favor of the Republican Party.
So could some of these laws be characterized as a solution in search of a problem, or could some of these laws actually make sense?
They don't make a lot of sense to me. We have very little evidence of voter fraud, so the problem doesn't seem to be all that severe. Although, in fairness to the Republican Party, you know, if there is fraud out there, people may be trying, obviously, would be trying to hide it, right? So it may be harder to find. But more specifically, these strict voter ID laws are designed to prevent voter impersonation, right? So they're not designed to prevent the undocumented from participating or permanent residents from participating. It is someone who's there's someone on the registrar's list who is eligible to participate, and someone else is pretending to be that person. We really aren't seeing that as a phenomenon in American politics.
Zoli Heinl of UC San Diego is a professor of political science. We've been talking about his new study about voter ID laws in the U.S.